you must be really looking forward to it for every jockey to go to one of the world's top race meetings. Must be very special.
It is, yeah. It's very exciting. You know, I've been for the past 2 years now, and it's a fantastic meeting. Like you say, one of the best in the world. And yeah, I think at Del Mar this year, and it looks a lovely place to go to, and really looking forward to it.
Is that a nice bonus that it is the unknown? I mean, Del Mar, a lot of people are sort of going there and they're desperately trying to find out what they can about the place before you actually have to, before it gets serious.
Of course, yeah. It's never been held here before, has it? So it'll be interesting. Track looks quite tight. But listen, the horse has had experience over in America. He obviously won at Keeneland, and I think every track's probably similar over there. So, really looking forward to it.
And the horse, it's been an amazing story. Man, you started in the Clipper Logistics, surprise, surprise, given the ownership, Duke of York, over six. But really, stepping up to a mile has been the making of this horse, what with Leopardstown and then obviously what happened in Keeneland last time.
Yeah, exactly. It has been. He's undefeated at a mile, you know, now at the top level. So he's an exciting horse. I think, obviously, Ribchester looks the one to beat, I think, if he turns up. But he had a hard race, you know, only 2 weeks ago. So it'd be interesting to see. If he turns up, he'll be the one to beat.
And Roly Poly, of course, is in there as well. I mean, this is a race that does look as though it's ripe for export, doesn't it? The American team doesn't look the strongest.
No, definitely not. Obviously, it looks a European sort of race. So very strong European horses in there. And yeah, like you say, Roly Poly, only 3-year-old. Yeah. It's going to be tough, but yeah.
People are obviously going to make a lot of the draw, but you're drawing 8-14. You could have got a lot worse of a hand, because it does at least give you a few options, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I think it's a reasonable draw, very happy with it. Just in the middle of them, and he should have enough gate speed, you know, obviously being running over 6 furlongs, he should get out and get a nice position where he wants to, and I'd imagine there's going to be a lot of pace in the race, so it might play into our hands, but I think the track does favour front runners around there, so we'll have to be, we'll have to study the race hard, and we're very hopeful, obviously.
I know you're on a plane now, but have you had the messages seem to be strong and positive about how well the horse has settled, and that's always important.
It is important, yeah. It's important to travel very well, and obviously he has, as far as I know. Fergal Davis is out there with him. He does a great job with these travelling horses, and he seems to be well and fresh, you know, and he came out of his race, you know, it's a good preparation up to now, you know, so he's come out of his race really well, and he's ready to go again.
And finally, for you, you know, these trips to North America have been wonderful experiences, and you've come back with gold. But if you could add a Breeders' Cup to your CV, would that crown the lot?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we were second in the Breeders' Cup mile 2 years ago. So we've got a good record over there, 2 wins already, and it'd be nice to add another one.